Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Today we're going to be learning another mimer in the Parchat Yitzchak. The other day I happened to have found myself in New York, of all places. Ali Erman, what are you doing in New York? Well, the answer was I was there for a family. Simcha Baruch Hashem, my nephew Shmuel Pinchas had a bar mitzvah. And they say that some bar mitzvahs are more bar than mitzvah. But no, this was definitely more mitzvah than bar. As a matter of fact, there were barely any alcoholic beverages. Just I think a table with a little bit of whiskey. In any event, sweetest friends, so when I was there, somebody stopped me, happened to be davening Shacharis in the Young Israel of Woodmere, and somebody said he wants to talk about the Parchat Yitzchak Shiur. So I said, great! Somebody is listening to the Parchat Yitzchak Shiurim besides the new canary that I bought for my children. Not so new, it's getting older. In any event, sweetest friends, we're in the Parchat Yitzchak and Maimer Tesvav. This year should be a refuah today. I got news from my daughter that we need a refuah shleima for Adina Bas Rachel. So it should be a refuah shleima for Adina Bas Rachel. And also for Meir Ruven Ben Shoshana. And it should be a schus for a shidduch for Bero Halevi Ben Elisheva and Yaakov Ben Levi, Ben Leah. And listen, B'soch Sha'am O Yisrael, everybody mit Zayin Hetzdarchios, everybody has what they need. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yamali Kol Mashalos Libeinu L'tova. So this is Parchat Yitzchak Maimer Tesvav. Says the Rambam, in the fourth parak, fourth, I say that without an R, in the fourth parak of Hilchos Tshuva, that there are five things that lock up, that are Noel Darchei Tshuva, Bifnei Oseihem. Five categories of things that a person can do, or be, and he locks up the path of tshuva. One of them, I didn't say anything funny yet, Rabosi. I don't know if you hear the background noise. There are men standing outside of Rehov Orach Chaim 5, laughing very hard. But I haven't said anything funny yet. In any event, one of those five items is Hasone as Hatochacha. Somebody who hates rebuke, he hates admonishment. That person who is Sone Tochacha, he is going to be locked out of the home of tshuva, out of the pathway of tshuva. Shalei lo yinich lo derech tshuva. Sha tochacha go emes es ha-tshuva. Why does a person do tshuva? Because tochacha, because of rebuke. A person who hates rebuke hates tshuva, is not going to be able to do tshuva. Make sense? Says ha-goin reb yitzchak shlite, zecha tzadik levracha, v'dvarim elu tunin es bonon es rabba, medaf trachten. We have to think about this matter. Because there are many things that arouse a person to do tshuva. Rabbeinu Yonah has a special gate in his Shari Tshuva where he enumerates various items through which the soul is aroused in the and to walk in the direction of tshuva. Or bazoi, if that's the case, ma ze shekatav Rambam shemikivan sheotechecha goremet letshuva memeila ze shesonei tochecha lo yinich lo derech tshuva. How can the Rambam say that since rebuke causes tshuva, since rebuke brings to tshuva, this guy who hates rebuke, is he going to do tshuva? Since Rav Huttner, you're right, tochacha causes tshuva. But there are other things that arouse us to do tshuva as well. Not only tochacha. So why dafka tochacha? Why does the Rambam say that it's dafka, if a person hates tochacha, he can't do tshuva? What about the other things that arouse him to tshuva? A person can do tshuva when he learns Torah. Hashiveinu avinu lo sarasecha baruch Hashem rotze b'tshuva. That can arouse him to tshuva. He can do tshuva as yisurim. Yisurim bring a person to tshuva. There are many things that bring him to tshuva. So why dafka tochacha? And from this we learn something new. De'omnam sholeitu ba'olam ha'tshuva chok ha'omer de'adam hanoel be'atzmo delet achat midaltei ha'tshuva. Harei ni'ila zo machdira letoch nafsho. Zarut klalit leolam ha-tshuva, ad kedei kach, shegam sha'ar daltoteha shel tshuva ne'elamim me'ofako. Says Rav Huttner in his beautiful poetic Hebrew that we have a rule in tshuva that we can learn from this Rambam, that we have a rule in tshuva that somebody who locks up one door from the doors of tshuva, this locking causes to penetrate into his soul a strangeness, a foreignness to the world of tshuva, to the extent that all other doors of tshuva disappear from the horizon. He locks one door, and that locks up all the doors. However, we are not there yet. We are still b'chatzi haderech, because we don't find this rule that locking up one door is going to lock up all the doors and the other doors of tshuva besides the world of tochacha. And if one locks himself up another door of the doors of tshuva, we don't say that he didn't allow himself to do tshuva. Only tochacha. Tochacha is the one item that if he locks that off, if he seals himself off from tochacha, then we say about this guy, there's no hope. The other areas, we don't say that again. If you look in Rabbeinu Yonah and Shara and Cheney, you'll see all the different things he says. A person has saras, a person gets old, learning Torah, all the different things that bring a person to tshuva. The Rambam says, no, it's dafka when you're not makabel tochacha, there, if you're not makabel tochacha, you seal off all other gates of tshuva. Asha'en came, the other things that bring a person to tshuva, even if you seal off one gate, that doesn't mean you sealed off all the gates. So why dafka by tochacha do we say that sealing yourself off from one is sealing yourself off from all doors of tshuva? Anybody who's watched Gedolei Yisrael, and certainly somebody who's been zochet to serve Gedolei Yisrael, it's definitely happened many times that he felt that quite often a inappropriate action that they performed was a much greater kasha on them than an actual maisa aveira. In other words, sometimes if somebody whom you really respect does something that is strictly speaking not an aveira, and yet it makes you wonder about them, and it bothers you a lot more than if they had actually done an aveira. So there are many ways to understand this, and now we're going to talk about one of them. Now, this relationship to the way Gedolim might act, great people might act, we also find with respect to the Hanhaga of the Hashgacha in Klolius Knesset Yisrael, the way God guides the Jewish people. Chazal say that the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of the three Averas, Avodah Zarah, Gilui Aras, and Shfichus Damim. The second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. And this is to teach you that Sinas Chinam equals Avodah Zarah, Gilui Aras, and Shfichus Damim. So it's clear that this equating of Sinas Chinam to Avodah Zarah, Gilui Aras, and Shfichus Damim does not relate to the seriousness of the Avera. Why? Because we have a cloud that the seriousness of the punishment testifies about the seriousness of the Avera. A losasei sheyesh bakares is more chamer than a stam losasei. And that applies to all Averas in Onshin. So these Averos, Gilui Aras, Shfichus Damim, Avodah Zarah, Mereden Vegin, we're talking about Krisus and Mises Beis Din. So if so, we can't say that the Aveira of Sinas Chinam is as serious as Gilui Aras, Shfichus Damim, Avodah Zarah. Sinas Chinam is a regular lav. And the big three are Krisus and Mises Beis Din. So what is this equation of Sinas Chinam to Gilui Aras, Shfichus Damim, Avodah Zarah? So what we're talking about here, says Rav Futner, is to the power each of these Averos had in causing the Chorban. In other words, Sinas Chinam had the same power to cause the Chorban as Gilui Aras, Shfichus Damim, Avodah Zarah did. So we see then that the seriousness of the Avera is not the only way to discern the relationships of Averos to each other. There are other ways to understand the relationships between Averos. Like we see a distinction in the measuring of what caused the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. So, just like in Chorban Beis HaMikdash, we see that Shfichus Gilui Arayos, that the Sinas Chinam is equal to Gilui Arayos, Shfichus Damim, Avodah Zarah. So it's not the Chomer HaAveira, because we know that the series is the Aveira of Sinas Chinam. It's not nearly as great as the big three. Nevertheless, in one respect, it is equated in that Sinas Chinam can cause the Chorban just like the big three can. So too, with respect to Chorban Ishiyut HaAdam. So too, with respect to the destruction of a human being. Says Rav Hutner, "V'haloha Adam ha'mufrach domeu lebeit ha'mikdash shecharev." A person who's upgefrecked, a person who is, who does something which casts aspersions upon himself. Speaking, how do you translate upgefrecked into English? Maybe casts aspersions upon himself. Is similar to a Beis HaMikdash that was destroyed. And that then will explain how sometimes when somebody behaves inappropriately, even though it isn't Mamish and Aveira, that is a lot more of a kasha on them, on their personality, than even had he done a serious Aveira, just like we see that Sinas Chinam, which as far as the serious Aveira is concerned, it's not just a serious Aveira. And yet, it's a Machriv, it destroys. So you too can have a person who does something that's even not an Aveira, and yet it'll destroy even more than an actual Aveira. V'alai Sinas Chinam, which is only a lav, destroyed the Beis HaMikdash more than Krisis and Mises Beis Din. Doesn't say that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Krisis and Mises Beis Din, the second one, only because of Sinas Chinam. And that makes it equal to Gilui HaRa'ah, Shfichus Damo, and Avodah Zarah, all three put together. So you see now why sometimes when a person does something that you think he shouldn't have done, that might have been inappropriate, that is a lot worse, that's a lot more of a destruction to this person than the actual, and then had he done an actual Aveira. Continues the Rabbi, and he says, אשר גורם הפרחה אופייני הוא להם. אמת מידה זו עומדת היא להתפרש בהמשך הדברים. But we don't have any way to measure the type of kilkulim that causes us to ask kashas. That causes us to wonder. And now we're going to expand on that idea, as we will see Bezrat Hashem. Chazal say that the Luchas HaBris were six Tvachim. Two Tvachim were in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Two Tvachim were in the hands of Moshe. So this statement of our sages is a prototype that all of the Matanos that we got from HaKadosh Baruch Hu have a part of it that is still close to God, and the other side is close to the Jewish people. And from here we can understand the Maharal that the Chamisha Chumshei Torah are also broken up this way. The first four Chumashim are the side that are closer to the giver. And Mishneh Torah Dvarim is closer to Knesset Yisrael, to the Yidden. In the same way, Matan Luchos. Luchos HaRishonim were closer to the giver, to Hashem. And the Achronim, the second Luchos, were closer to the Tzad of the Mekabel. And the same applies in the abundance of holiness that goes on to the Beis HaMikdash. And that is what the Maharal taught us, that the Kedusha of the first Beis HaMikdash was closer to the giver, and the Kedusha of the second Beis HaMikdash was closer to the receiver, to those who are receiving this Kedusha, i.e. the Jewish people. So, sweetest friends, do we see what's going on over here? We see that there's this idea, this notion, this concept, that the giver and the receiver, God and the Jewish people, whenever there's a gift, sometimes it's going to be closer to us, sometimes it's going to be closer to Hashem. The Chamisha Chumshei Torah, four are closer to Him. The fifth Chumash is closer to us. First Lucha is closer to God. The second Lucha is closer to us. The Kedusha is based on Mikdash, the first closer to God, and the second closer to us. In order to understand this Maharal, we have to look at it in two different ways, from two different perspectives. One, as far as the building of the Beis HaMikdash is concerned. And number two, as far as the period of the building of the Beis HaMikdash is concerned. In Menachas Daf Chav Zayin, the Gemara asks, how did we do Hazos, sprinkling in the Beis HaMikdash, in Mikdash Sheni? We need Hazos al Pinei HaKapores, we need to sprinkle on the Kapores. And the second Beis HaMikdash, there was not a Kapores over the Aron. There was no Aron, and there was no Kapores. So how did we do the Hazos? And the Gemara answers from the Pasuk, V'chiperes Mikdash HaKodesh, Makom HaMakudesh LeKodesh. You do it in the Makom. So you see then that the Kedusha of the first Beis HaMikdash is Mitzadi Aron Kodesh, and the Kedusha of the second Beis HaMikdash didn't have this Kedusha. Rather, the Kedusha came to it Mitzad Makom HaAron. And it is certain that the Kedusha of the Aron that was Miskadesh through the Tzivuy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly is closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than the Kedusha of the Makom that was Miskadesh through the Jewish people. And that's what we said from the Maharal, that the Kedusha of the first Beis HaMikdash is Mitzad the Nosein, because that was the Aron, he gave us the Aron, he's the Nosein. And the Kedusha of the second Beis HaMikdash is Mitzad the Makabel, the receivers, i.e. the Jewish people, the Makom. The Hevdel Ze B'Kedushat Mikdash B'Chlal Nikahu Be'etzem HaBinyan. And this difference in the Kedushas HaMikdash in general is also nicker, as we saw, in the Binyan Aron versus Makom HaAron. And this is also revealed, this difference between the first and second Batim are also shown in the period in which they were built. The Hanhaga of the Jewish people in Tkufas Bayis Rishon was through the Nevi'im. And the Hanhaga in the period of the second Beis HaMikdash was through the Anshei Knesses HaGedola and their students. Like it says in the Mishnah at the beginning of Meseches Avos, V'Nevi'im Misaruah LaAnshei Knesses HaGedola. And the Anshei Knesses HaGedola said, Asu Siyag LaTorah. And most of the Takanos and the Xeris and Divrei Sofrim are from Bayis Sheni. And we paskin that all of the takanos are only count if they're mispashet b'chol Yisrael, if they extend, if they spread out amongst all the Jews. And this points with a finger that mitzad the tkufa of the two batim, the tkufa of Bayis Rishon is closer to the tzad hanosei, and the tkufa of Bayis Sheni is closer to the tzad of the mekabel. In other words, in Bayis Sheni we had Anshei Knesses HaGedola. Anshei Knesses HaGedola are making takanos. The only way that the takanos are considered takanos, that they count, that they take effect, is if they're mispashet b'chol Yisrael, the Jewish people accept them. So that means that the Anshei Knesses HaGedola, their takanos were shaykh dafka to the Jewish people. So the period of Anshei Knesses HaGedola of Bayis Sheni is more mitzad the makabo, the Jewish people, whereas Bayis Rishon is nevuah, that's from Hashem. So again, we see so beautifully and so brilliantly, as Rav Futner always does it, Rav Futner never disappoints you, that some things are mitzad the nosein, some things are mitzad the makabel, and now we understand mitzad the binyan of the bias and mitzad the tkufa of the bias, that Bayis Rishon is mitzad the nosein, and Bayis Sheni is mitzad the makabel. As far as the binyan is concerned, Aron Bayis Rishon, non-Aron Bayis Sheni, and as far as the tkufa is concerned, Nevi'im, Bayis Rishon, Anshei Knesses HaGedola, which relates to the people, because their takanas only count if they extend, if they spread amongst the Jews, Bayis Sheni. And now we will continue with this line of thought. From the difference between these two batim and their binyan, to the difference between the two batim and their Chorban. So the Maharal taught us that the Chorban of the two batim is in the secret, in the soul of Zeh Le'umas Zeh B'binyanam. Since the Kedusha of Bayis Rishon is Mitzad HaNosein, therefore the Pegamim, the blemishes, that caused the Churban are Klape HaMakom. In other words, three Averos Chamuros. In Bayis Sheni, that the Kedusha was Mitzad the Mekabel, therefore the Pegamim that caused the Churban are kilkulim begufo shel hamakabel, in other words, sinas chinam amongst the Jews. If the binyan of Rishon is mitzad the nosein, then the Chorban is pegamim towards Hashem, i.e. these big averos. If Bayis Sheni is mitzad the makablim, so the pegamim that destroy the bayis are also going to be mitzad the makablim, i.e. sinat chinam b'tocha shel Knesset Yisrael atzma. מתוך כל החיזיון הזה, עומדים קצת על תוכנו, עומדים אנו קצת על תוכנו של המשקל השני ביחסי העבירות זה לזה. כי הלא חכמים יגידו שהחורבן מצד שנאת חינם והחורבן מצד שלושת החטאים באים ללמדנו ששקולה היא שנאת חינם כנגד גילוי עריות, שפיכות דמים ועבודה זרה. וחזינה מזה, דמלבד הערכת העבירות באיכות החומר שלהם, ישנו עוד סוג של הערכה גבי העבירות בתורת גורמי החורבן.
This is what we were talking about earlier, that we see that there are two ways of relating averos to each other. We can talk about averos, one being more chamor than the other avera, one being more stringent and severe and serious. We can also talk about averos, not mitzad v'choymer ha'avera, but rather mitzad the fact that they're gorei mechorban. So when we're talking about gilui arayos, shvichus damim, and avedah zarah, so they are gorei mechorban no more and no less than sinas chinam. They're both gorei mechorban, even though you would think that this is completely disproportionate. Sinas chinam is much, much worse. Sinas chinam is not nearly as bad. The answer is no. As far as causing a chorban, they are equal. I was saying they is equal as a joke. But then I decided, you know what? Let's say it right.
שני סוגי הערכה אלו אינם חופפים זה על זה. These aren't necessarily, these two ways of relating to averos don't necessarily overlap. דשפיר תיתכן עבירה אשר מצד גודל החטא שבה היא חמורה בכמה מדרגות מחברתה. מכל מקום בתורת גורם חורבן, הרי היא קלה מחברתה בכמה מדרגות.
That it could be that as far as averos are concerned, one averos is much more serious than his friend. Whereas as betorah, as far as gorem chorban is concerned, maybe an averos is not as serious as its friend.
Vayinu mechapsim nekudat hagdara betochno shel hamishkal hasheni biyachasei averot zeh lazeh.
Now we want a definition. We're searching for a definition in the weight of these two types of averos.
Hinei achshav biyadenu remez.
Now we want to understand, we have some sort of hint to this definition of the difference between, again, as I've pointed out to his friends in earlier shiurim, that Rafutner consistently uses, again, a lamdisha analysis of machshavadike sources to get to a much deeper understanding of the topic at hand. And here also he uses the Lithuania approach of tzvei dinim, of two dinim, of breaking up into two categories. He does in almost every mimer. And here we also see that there are two types of ways of measuring an avera versus another avera. Mitzad choymer avera umitzad gorme hachorban. Domnam kachu adin v'kachi amida v'chol malchei hashpa'at hakodesh v'yenikata. Ki harotza lekalkel et malach hashpa'a harei hu zakuk lema'amatsim yoter gdolim v'tachbulot yoter nefla'ot אם הוא רוצה להפסיק את היניקה מצד המשפיע, מאשר כשהוא בא להפסיק את היניקה מצד מקבל ההשפעה. So now he's going to explain to us how בתורה גורמי החורבן, sometimes you can have one avera that even though it's not more severe than the other avera, but it's much more גורם החורבן. Because the rule is that whenever we're being משפיע holiness and absorbing this holiness, when one wants, I'm just translating the words and then Amir Tashem will explain. When one wants to be makalkel, to ruin the mahalach, the hashpa that there is, he needs much more effort than if he wants to stop the receiving of this hashpa, than to actually stop the hashpa. It's much easier to break the kli kibble of the hashpa than it is to seal off the flowing spring of the giver. In other words, if you want to stop, there's a hashpa being given. When a person is when something is being mashpia, it's much harder to stop that than it is to stop the makabal hashpa. The person being mashpi is giving, and whether it's a person, whatever it is, there's kedusha, so that's coming and coming and coming, and there's so much of it. That's very difficult to stop. That's like a spring that never stops. Asha'en came to stop the makabal hashpa, that's much easier. To stop the kli kibble is much easier. Dugma, a person wants, a rabbi is being mashpi on a Talmud, and the parents don't like it. Rachmana Litzlan, we should know from such things. The parents don't like it. So there are two options. They can either try to stop the rabbi from being mashpia, or they can stop the kid from being mushpa. It's much easier to stop the kid. They call him up, they say, don't listen to him, whatever it might be, he's trying to brainwash you. So, not that I'm saying that this is true, I'm just describing what someone might say. So stop the rabbi is much harder, because he's a mashpia. But to stop it, to break the kli kibble is much easier. Umipnechen.
בתורת גורמי חורבן ישנה שקילות של שנאת חינם לשלושת עבירות חמורות, מפני שלא מצא הקדוש ברוך הוא כלי מחזיק ברכה, אלא השלום.
The reason sinas chinam causes a chorban of the base hamikdash equal to the three serious averos is because Chazal say that there's no kli that's machzik bracha like shalom, like peace. And therefore, sinas chinam breaks the kli kibble of the hashpa. And even though, when it comes to onshim, obviously Gilai Rashvich Samar Avodah Zarah have a much serious, more serious onish than sinas chinam, nevertheless, as far as kochos in the gormei hachorban, they are equal.
V'harei yinika mitkalkelet b'shaveh bein al yidei stimat hamakor bein al yidei kelkula klei kibul.
So the yinika, the receiving of the bounty, is destroyed equally if you stop the makor, the source, or you destroy the kli kibul.
Ela shekachua ma'alacha anyan she'ena makor nistam ele al yidei chamurot.
So the makor doesn't stop. This is so beautiful, so deep, so profound, so majestic. The makor doesn't stop unless there are chamuros. You want to stop the makor of the hashpah, Kadosh Baruch Hu, from being mashpia, the kedusha on the base of mikdash. For that, you need the major three. But the kli kibul, for that, a much lesser sin will suffice. However, at the end of the day, there's going to be the same consequence. And that is that there's going to be no receiving of kedusha. So when it comes to in Bayis Sheni, which was mitzad the makabel, all we had to do was destroy the makablim, which sinas chinam did. And since there's no longer makabel, the mashpi has no one to give to anymore. And that is equal to gilai rash fichus damim, which was in Bayis Rishon. For Bayis Rishon, since it's mitzad the no saying, you need a lot more to stop the mashpia from being mashpia, the no saying from being no saying. And for that, you needed the three most serious averes of gilai rash fichus damim and avodah zarah. So now we understand how shalom, sinas chinam, is equal to gilai rash fichus damim when it comes to the chorban of the bayis. Either you're stopping the yinika, which is much easier, the receiver, that's sinas chinam, or the giver, which is much harder, and for that you need avodah zarah, gilai rash fichus damim. Umin haklal el haprat. And from the general to the specific.
Gam b'chayav shel adam, shel kol yachid, ישנן הנהגות ועניינים כאלה שתכונה מיוחדת להם להשחית את הכלי כוח, הכלי קיבל של הנפש.
There are certain actions that a person does that destroy the clay kibble of his soul.
ובכגון זה, so let's say you're talking about a big rav, a very chashuv person.
So sometimes a person can do something that'll destroy them a lot more than an actual aveira. Like we were talking about earlier, the relationship between where a person acts in the Beis HaMikdash. Each person is a small Mikdash. So you can have a big pircha, a big kasha. You can really cast aspersions on a person who does an act that's inappropriate, even though it's not strictly speaking an Avera, sometimes worse and more than had he actually done an Avera. And when we see in the world of a person that he is being destroyed because of some seemingly minor fault, that is an indication that this fault, this vice, has touched and harmed the very ability to receive that the soul has.
Ah, sweetest friends, where do we start?
We started with tochacha, and now we're going to end with tochacha.
Umipnei kach sinat tochacha oseh adam mufrach etzal tshuva harbe yoter measher sgiratan shel daltot tshuva acherim.
When a person hates tochacha, it makes him more upgefrecht. It makes him more messed up vis-a-vis tshuva than the other doors of tshuva. And even though there are many other doors of tshuva, only this door, if he closes this door, of tshuva, of tochacha, he doesn't want to hear tochacha, he's finished. Because if he hates tochacha, sweetest friends, this is the point. Now listen carefully, please open your hearts. Oh, I love you, sweetest friends. Thank you so much for listening. I can't wait to share this with you. Mipneishes sinas tochacha, he hefseid va'avadon haklei kibbul asher ba'nefesh. When a person hates rebuke, I hate Musser. I was once in shul in New York, in Manhattan, in a certain shul. And I heard a guy say after davening, he said, I hate Musser. I don't want to hear it. I already heard it in elementary school. A person doesn't want to hear Musser. So now he has no clay kibble. He can't receive it anymore. He can't be receptive to a spiritual message. And we see this in the body as well. On one hand it says, Sum is like a dead person. And it doesn't say, Acherish is like a dead person. Nevertheless, the halacha is in Achovel, that if you blinded, one blinded his friend's eye, he only has to pay for the eye. And if he caused him to be deaf, then he has to pay for everything. And the reason is, that even though, in a person's general life, Shebitzuras Hachiyus Shela Adam Bechlal, what's worse, being blind, is much more, it's much worse than being deaf. However, the loss that is going to come to a person because of chershus, because of deafness, is even greater. And that is because he no longer has a kli kibble of a medaber. When someone speaks, he can't be receptive to what that person is saying. So therefore, no same le dmei kulo. You have to pay when, if a person causes someone else to be deaf, he has to pay everything. So as far as the chomer of what's worse, it's definitely worse to be blind. However, if somebody blinds somebody else, he doesn't have to pay for everything. He only has to pay d'me'ena. But when somebody causes someone else deafness, Rahman al-Litzan, he has to pay for everything because he destroyed this person's kli kibble. He can't be receptive to a human message anymore. Ukimokei na'afal pisha avoda zara gilui arayot v'shvichut damim azharatam chamurahi. Even though the Aveira of the big three is much greater than the Aveira of Sinas Chinam, Shekein Azharatam hi Azharat Mita, because their warning is a warning of Misa. They have to get a Chi of Misa for these things, Mikol Makom. Mikivan Shesinat Chinam Mashchita Yet Klei Kibul Mimeila Shefa HaBracha Holech Liibud. Since Sinas Chinam destroyed the Ki Kibul, the Shefa Bracha goes Liibud. So you're right, Gila Rai Shvichus Dam Avodah Zarah worse. However, now there's no bracha. If there's Sinas Chinam, there's no bracha, there's no Kli Kibble. Says Chsei Chazal, Ein Kli Machzik Bracha Ela HaShalom. Shalom contains all the brachos. That's the Kli, that's the container. If there's no Shalom, if there's Sinas Chinam in Am Yisrael, there can't be bracha. That's why if there's Shalom Bais, there's bracha in the house. Shalom is bracha. That's why we end off everything with Shalom. We end off Shemoneh Esrei and Varach Hasam Yisrael B'Shalom. Oysa Shalom B'Mraimav. We end off Kaddish with Shalom. We end off everything with Shalom. It's always Shalom. We end off benching with Shalom. Lots of Shalom. Because Shalom is what's machzik the bracha. There's no Shalom in Klal Yisrael, there's no bracha. V'zoi Hashkilut. And that's the equating it. Because you're right, it's not as chomer as far as the Aver is concerned. But you're destroying the kli kibble of their sinas chinam. Ela shegufo shel davar shebemikdash sheni chareiv mipnei hafseid kli kibul vilu mikdash rishon chareiv mipaat hafseid ashpaa b'ze anu baim liyisado shel amaral sheze besod ze leumat ze. But this very matter that mikdash sheni was destroyed because there was no longer a kli kibble, there was no longer a receptacle, because we had no longer at shalom, we couldn't receive the ashpa, and bais rishon was destroyed because there was no mashpia, we did the big three. That's the zel umat zel that the Maharal was talking about. The kedusha of Mikdash Rishon, we said, was mitzad ha-mashpia, mitzad ha-kadosh baruch hu, and the Mikdash Sheni was mitzad the makabel, mitzad am Yisrael. And that's how they were built. Bayis Rishon, mitzad the Aron and Kapores, and Bayis Sheni, mitzad the makom ha-aron. And therefore, Bayis Rishon is destroyed, mitzad the mash, and the Aron is the mashpia ha-kadosh baruch hu, and the Makom Aron is Mitzad Am Yisrael is Mekadesh the Makom. That's the Makabel Hashba.
And in the Tkufa of the Nevi'im was Ba'is Rishon, the Mashpia Hashem, Ba'is Sheni was the Nevi'im, was the Ba'an Shekines HaGadola, whose Takonas have to be Mispashit B'chol Yisrael, spread amongst the Jewish people, that's the Makabel. So just like in the Binyan, so too in the Chorban. Ba'is Rishon was Nechov, because we were Mafsik the Ashba, for that you need the three most serious Averis, Gila, Raya, Shvichu, Saman, Avodah Zarah, Hashem wasn't Mashpia the Kedush anymore. And Ba'is Sheni was Karav Yosel Tzad the Makabel, and therefore was destroyed mitzad a destruction of the receptacle, i.e. Sinas Chinam. So we should all be Zoche Mitzvah Shem to be Mitakin these Averis, and particularly to be Oivas Atochachas, one of the Arbaim Vishmoneh ways on which one is Kona Torah, one of the Memchas Kinyanik Torah, and we should be Oivas Atochachas, and that's Chus, we should see the building of the third Beis HaMikdash, and Heiravi Amenu, Amen V'Amen, Shalom Shalom, sweetest friends, and thank you for allowing me to share with you this deep and profound Torah.